Matt Greenwood speaking to Kelsey Boyd of the Hillsboro Hawks softball team, dream team athlete, mashing 15 home runs, driving in 55 RBIs, hitting 433 this past season, and first time on the dream team. So, Kelsey, a pretty special moment. What are your thoughts on getting the honor?
It was pretty cool. I was just happy to be thought of as a dream team member this year.
I mean, if people get a chance to watch you swing a bat, it makes perfect sense that you made it onto the dream team. 15 home runs, putting yourself in the state record books. You drove in 55 as well. How'd you put up these kind of numbers this year?
With the RBIs, it just really contributed to my teammates like getting on base and letting me get them in. And then for the home runs, my coaches just put me in a great position to be able to hit what I wanted and gave me the green light on what I wanted.
How long did it take you to sort of perfect the technique to hit balls as far as you do?
I don't think I still have perfected it, but to just help get better, it's probably been about 4 years now.
Okay, did you play a lot growing up, or when was the first time you picked up a softball bat?
I picked up a softball bat when I was about in second grade, so I've been playing ever since, but I didn't start getting serious until about seventh grade.
Okay, who was your influence in continuing to play softball?
I be on a team with Emma Nichols, and so she started getting serious. I was like, well, that looks fun, so I decided to step up a level and do the same thing.
I like that you mentioned a fellow dream teamer, Carly Sanders, another one earning Player of the Year honors for the regional radio listening area. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to play with some studs that are Carly Sanders, a senior, Emma Nichols, a junior, and just to be able to be on the field with them and be able to perform the way you guys do. What's that like for you?
With them, it just makes everything a lot easier to play the game of softball. It makes winning, obviously, a lot easier. And just being more comfortable around them, and you can just learn a whole bunch from both of them because they're both just so knowledgeable about it. It's just a great experience for anyone, and I recommend it if they get a chance.
Can you kind of share with us some things that you guys talk about maybe before game, during game, about what you're seeing out there and you know, kind of how you guys pick each other's brains?
Like if we notice that like we're not hitting like we want or we're not getting the contact we want, we'll all three like cuddle up and notice what we've seen from the pitcher and see if we can pinpoint what we need to change or adapt to so we can hit her next time. Or if we like know there's some good players on the other team, we'll note to like Emma when she's pitching, like, hey, watch for her, and just small things like that so we know like what to do and how to do it.
I want to talk a little bit about the state record thing. 15 home runs this year, and I believe that put you maybe top three or top four, if I remember correctly, in the record books for most home runs in a season. What was it? What was that moment like for you to hit that 15th home run and knew that in the state of Missouri, in all of its softball history, you're right there towards the top?
It's actually pretty cool because I know Missouri has had some pretty good softball players come through. So to know I'm like with the top, it's like just awesome. It's a great feeling.
With your 15 home runs, and Carly Sanders is 21 and Nichols is 6 and other home runs, you guys hit 52 home runs as a team. How did you know that you guys had broken the record when you hit your 45th home run of the year?
We didn't know like right before, but afterwards we knew it because our coach was trying to get the ball from the umpires to let us have it. But it was a great experience. Of course, Carly hit it, because she's a stud, but as soon as she hit it, we all knew, and then the coach finally told us that we just had broken the team record.
That's pretty cool, but you didn't just break it, though. You kind of destroyed it, if we're being honest. 8 more home runs in the second-place team in the state record books. Is that a thing? Is that a goal for you guys next year? I know you're losing Carly, but is it a goal for you to try to, I don't know, outdo the home run mark, or are you just more focused on just getting better in other areas of softball?
I mean, it's always probably going to be in the back of our mind, but we're just going to try to go out there and do what we can and have some fun this season and make sure we make a run.
All right, Kelsey, one more question for you. You are a junior. You're going to come back as a senior next year for the Hillsboro Hawks. What are some things in your game that you hope to improve upon?
Hopefully my bat continues to get better, and then I also hope that the outfield, that I can be seen as a major part, and then I can start catching more pop flies.
All right. Sounds awesome. Kelsey, congratulations on getting on Dream Team. Congratulations on your state record as an individual and as a team. And certainly looking forward to you mashing some more softballs next year.
All right. Thank you.